Welcome to the Newsmakers Podcast. I'm Ted Craig, Business Management Editor of the ACHR News. This podcast is sponsored by Ally Lending. Today, we'll talk with Greg Ciccatelli, Head of Home Improvement Sales for Ally Lending, about how to maintain consumer confidence and commitment amidst rising industry costs. Greg, welcome.
Thanks, Ted. Nice to be here.
Well, let's get started with a little background. Ally has been in the home improvement financing for a little over a year now, although the division has a longer history than that. Can you tell us a little bit about Ally in total and how it got into this sector and where you're at?
Yeah, thanks, Ted. That's a great question. You're right. It's been a little bit over a year since we've been into the home improvement space. And Ally Bank got into the space by an acquisition of a company called HCS, where we had a B2B to C platform. So basically, the platform was focused on healthcare. So we had a deep understanding of how to service people in an office or in an environment where a dealer or provider is taking an application on behalf of a borrower. So Ally picked up this platform about 3 years ago now and had a very keen interest to get into home improvement. That's when we came over here about a little over a year ago, to your point, started up the initiative within home improvement. And I think leveraging our platform and cross-functional expertise really helped us roll things out quickly. So we've seen aggressive growth in the first year across all sub-verticals within home improvement, specifically HVAC, plumbing, electrical, remodeling, roofing, windows, doors in particular. So it's been an interesting year. I think we've basically been able to validate the importance of offering an easy and streamlined application process at the kitchen table is what matters most when you're taking loan applications. So, you know, I think as we've moved forward, talking to dealers, getting their input, taking their suggestions is really paramount and closely aligning our priorities. So partnership, I guess, is key, is what we picked up the most here and setting up mutual goals.
Now, you came into the market just when equipment costs have been rising pretty steadily. And also, of course, other supplies for HVAC contractors have been rising, everything from vehicles and fuel to just basic supplies like metals and even lumber. How does financing help contractors to deal with these rising costs?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think we covered some of this too in our last conversation, but you're right. I mean, most contractors have been impacted by the pandemic, and specifically supply chain has been greatly disrupted, as we've all been hearing about and experiencing. So I would, you know, there's a balance between what a contractor can absorb as well as what can be passed on to the homeowner. So sometimes it's difficult to pass the full amount. But what I would say is that the offering financing has always been a key value proposition in home improvement space, now more than ever. If you look at, you know, increased proactive projects and the amount of time that people are spending in their homes right now, there's just a big investment going into the space. So finding that low monthly payment that fits into a consumer's budget, even with higher prices, like you said, is probably now the most important thing to factor in. And you need to find a balance of sharing the cost increases with that homeowner. And many times offering an affordable monthly payment can do just that. So like I said, many times it's just a nominal increase to a monthly payment, depending on what type of project you're talking about.
So that monthly payment is determined in part by the finance rate, the interest rate on the financing. Everybody's talking about interest rates these days, but how exactly does that work for home improvement financing, and what kind of rates are you able to offer to consumers these days?
Yeah, so obviously a lot of this is dictated by the Fed and the federal policy, but generally interest rates are expected to stay low while the U.S. economy is emerging from post-pandemic conditions. We've seen elevated levels of inflation, and they're characterized as probably transitory for right now, but It may pressure the Fed to increase rates later this year, maybe next, if inflation, in fact, doesn't subside. But we'll need to monitor their decisions and just know that we're always going to offer most competitive products at a fair price to our consumers. So we have a full range of APR products, term lengths, promotional products, and that kind of cover the whole gamut. So at the end of the day, it's our goal to provide dealers with very, very fair and balanced pricing options to offer their consumers. So again, if you think about the the auto industry in particular, they've been doing this for years, where you talk about, you don't buy a $60,000 truck as an example, you're buying something that costs $459 per month. So I would say it's that same type of mentality within home improvement, that while we do have certain things we can control about interest rates, at the end of the day, it's dictated by macroeconomics and what the Fed's going to decide to do here. So we'll always be competitive in the space. I can commit to that.
Now, one thing about selling on a monthly payment is that contractors are able to sell a higher end system to customers. What's the best way? What are some of the best practices in that regard when it comes to maybe increasing your total sale?
Yeah, it's a great question. So I think some of the best practices is really just offer financing at every sale. It'll help, to your point, it's going to help increase your average ticket. You can provide different options. Don't prejudge a customer of what they can and can't afford either. That's some of the most financially secure consumers prefer to manage their budget with a low monthly payment. So I think if you just make sure that you're presenting the terms accurately, you're offering options for the consumers, make the process easy. That's another really important thing while you're at the kitchen table or talking to the borrower. Just make it simple for them to understand what you're presenting. And to your point, Ted, it's just showing the multiple systems with various good, better, best pricing options. So maybe different efficiency units, comparing with what that would look like over a 60-month period and maybe 120-month period as an example. Those are all different things that can help a consumer manage their budget more efficiently.
Does Ally offer some guidance for contractors in these best practices?
Yeah, absolutely. That's part of our process when we onboard new dealers and start talking to them about how they're managing their business, what's most important for them in terms of growth and understanding their selling system. So our account management team will spend a lot of time with our new dealers as we onboard them, going through training, making sure that they're clear on our portal and how it operates, as well as the financial product suite that we have available to them. So that's a big part of our enrollment process, is really understanding, and like I mentioned earlier, just having a common partnership and set of mutual goals that allows us to really kind of tailor that that type of initiative.
And Ally, the bank itself, is known for its commitment to technology. So it sounds like you have a pretty robust system, a platform in place then that contractors can use.
Absolutely, yep. So I would say not only the technology, but also just doing things right for our customers. If you saw on the deposit side of our business just recently, we've taken away all the additional fees that have existed in the industry for quite some time. So we take it all seriously within the bank here. We do want to provide the best products for our consumers and for our dealers themselves on this side of the fence. So on the technology front, you're right. We have an open API platform. We can allow, we have the ability to provide completely integrated and customizable solutions for our dealers that are offering our products. So if you want to integrate directly into a back office platform, you have that ability. If you want to customize different things within the portal, we have that ability. Specific needs and requirements around reporting, we can do that too. So I would say that this is, obviously tried and true technology that we're quite proud of here. And as I mentioned earlier, we started in the healthcare space, kind of learned some best practices over there, have since expanded into home improvement. And we have some other new categories as well that we're just entering into now, along with retail and automotive.
In what ways does offering financing help build customer relationships?
Yeah, that's a great question too. So I think, when you start offering financing in every part of the sale, and you kind of work that in, and you're offering a fair lending product that can help that consumer manage their budget, I honestly think that consumer, that borrower, is going to feel appreciative. If the dealer is doing a good job and really explaining the product benefits, whether it be a planned or an emergency replacement, at the end of the day, if they provide a good solution for the homeowner, and they're going to establish credibility with that. So that credibility, I think, builds loyalty for the next time they need service. So, these things, like you said, if it's something like an HVAC unit that happens to need to be retrofitted, then, maybe they want to add an IAQ later on if they have additional line of credit open with us. Maybe something else happens if they just replace a furnace and then Next summer, the AC goes out. I'm pretty sure that if that contractor, that dealer's treated them fairly and given them a good product, they're probably going to call that dealer back right away without shopping around. So I think it really can build loyalty.
Now, of course, the other side of that is the concern that some contractors might have of you're bringing a third party into the relationship between the contractor and their customer. What steps does Ally take to ensure that they don't become a source of friction between the contractor and the client?
Yeah, that's a great question too. So as you think about, you know, managing kind of a dual relationship with that consumer, that borrower, it's really important that you're aligned with a partner that takes customer service very seriously. And that's, I would say, kind of core to our focus at Ally. So, you know, we'd go deep into offering fair products and making sure that we don't offer things like retroactive interest. There's no gotchas or surprises with any of the financial terms that we offer. So from a servicing standpoint, you have bank grade level support. You know, I would just say it aligns with everything else that we're doing across every single division in Ally. It's not just Ally Lending. It's the deposit side. It's invest side. It's the auto lending platform, kind of across the board. It's just something that's very, very important to us. And just know that as we partner with our specific dealers, and again, we're a year and change into the space now, and I think from the feedback we've been getting, it's been extremely positive, and both from the borrowers as well as our dealer base in terms of what we're offering to them. So again, it's very important when you just align the different priorities and partnerships as we're rolling things out here to really make sure that we're completely tied together and understand what's important to both the dealer as well as the consumer.
In retrospect, you kind of came in at the perfect time for, you know, there's been huge demand for HVAC and other home improvement services in the past year. What are your expectations for that for the rest of the year and then going forward?
Yeah, it's been an interesting year for everybody. I mean, I think, you know, I'm extremely bullish. I think the sentiment is probably most likely shared with everybody in the industry. Home improvement projects are going to continue at the current levels, if not even increase. You know, as people are re-entering or going back into the workforce, if this past year has taught us anything, it's important to have your home updated or optimized or just for your enjoyment, really. I just think about it. It's people had been used to spending time on the road and vacations and going places. And after all this time at home, it just became really evident that people wanted to really improve their indoor air quality or put that outdoor kitchen in or, you know, modify something in their home. So I think none of this is going to change. If anything, I think it was a bit of an eye opener, and it's been an exciting year of growth. So like I said, I'm extremely bullish on it. I don't see this slowing down anytime soon.
But when things do slow down, does offering financing become in some ways even more important as a differentiator between competitors or if you're trying to win business?
Absolutely. I mean, as I mentioned earlier, so emergency replacements are always going to be a part of this space. And whether it's an HVAC unit or a leaky roof or, you know, something that happens to, you know, you have a faucet or something that just is leaking or needs replacement. So it's always going to be out there. So I think those unplanned expenses, as we've seen historically for a long time in plumbing, HVAC, and electrical in particular, those are true emergencies. You have to have those fixed immediately. So, and many times it's that consumer, that homeowner just hasn't been sitting around saving money, waiting for that rainy day until their, you know, HVAC unit breaks, as an example. So I think, again, back to offering an easy, affordable, low monthly payment is really what's most important here. So I think just as contractors continue to expand their businesses, it's just really important to factor all these things together.
And how does a contractor establish a relationship with Ally Lending?
So that's pretty easy. So we can get them in touch with myself or my team. If you go to allylending.com, we're happy to have an initial conversation and understand their business. And we'll set up a full meeting and kind of take them through an overview of our platform, our offering, and explain the full product suite.
Is there any criteria that you look for?
I mean, typically we're looking for companies that aren't starting up just today. We were looking for the time in business, but other than that, we're looking for companies that are going to commit to offering our platform in a good partnership, that have some financial commitments on both sides. So certainly willing to entertain all of those things with prospective clients. But at the end of the day, we're here with arms open and very anxious to talk to any contractor that's interested in learning more about Ally Lending.
Well, that's great. You've answered all of my questions. Is there anything you would like to add?
No, I don't think so. I think we hit a lot of good things here, and I definitely appreciate the time. Always good talking to you. And again, exciting time ahead for all of us here in the home improvement space. So look forward to continuing on.
Well, that's great. Thanks a lot, Greg, for spending some time speaking with us today.
Great. Thank you, Ted. Really appreciate it.